and welcome to this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the life, the loves and lols of living in London.
Two gays, one city.
What could possibly go wrong? Oh my goodness, what a week we have had together, reunited, and it feels so good.
Feels so good. Do you know what doesn't feel good? My kidneys, or my liver, or my stomach, or my head, or my legs, or my feet. My feet are wrecked, but we'll come back to that in a minute. How have you been? Are you missing me?
Well, I am a little bit because you're no longer in London anymore.
I know. I flew back yesterday. It was a sorry affair, and that's not just because I was flying with EasyJet. God, never again, never again, never, never, seriously, never again. No, I am really sad. I really feel like I rinsed London of everything I could within those 2 weeks. I feel like I used the 2 weeks really wisely.
You did. You went hard.
Do you know what? I went hard and then I went home. So my voice is still recovering, so excuse the croakiness. And if you can hear my fan in the background, excuse that. It is 1,000 degrees right now and I'm stuck back in an attic and Brad's made me close the windows. So...
But it is a little heat wave at the moment. It's nice and sunny in London as well.
Love it. But yes, Brad, what are you drinking? Actually, before you answer, I don't know if I'm actually ready to hear alcoholic words. You know, when you've drunk so much, or like even the thought of it makes me feel a bit, you know.
Yeah, I am totally with you on this one. So I'm having a week off. Can you believe it? I'm on the old H2O.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That is, a sign of a heavy week.
Yeah, it has been an absolutely heavy week. Are you also on the H2O or are you going for something a bit stronger?
I'm on the H2O, but it's mixed with coffee beans.
So you're on a strong coffee?
I'm on a strong coffee, yeah.
How do you like your coffee?
Strong, black, and independent. Whenever they're like, I go to the doctors and they're like doing like these regular checks, they're like, so how much water do you drink a day? I'm like, does it count if it's water in coffee? And they're always like, no. I'm like, yeah, but why? Give me a really good reason why. Biologically, why? Because it's still water.
But you should be drinking loads of coffees a day anyway. You'll get addicted.
I drink a good like 15 coffees a day.
You're addicted. I bet if you stop drinking, you'll have headaches.
You're addicted.
Well, shall we talk about the last couple of weeks of you being back in London?
Yeah, let's talk more about me.
Not that you get enough airtime anyway.
No, I don't. Just because I know how to use the Instagram.
Look, I know how to do a story now. I did a boomerang with you at Hoopla.
Yeah, with me. I did the boomerang. You were just in the background. Bloody hell. We'll do another lesson another time. But yeah, what a mad, mad fortnight. I mean, where do we even start?
Well, we did an Instagram live on the Common. That was a giggle.
Oh my goodness. What was supposed to be like? We were like, yeah, we'll just sort of set up with like 15, 20 minutes turned into an hour.
Basically. I reckon people thought we were on a date as well because we had a little picnic blanket. We had Pims. We had cocktails going on and people walking by and it looked like we were on our like engagement date or something.
I mean, I feel like it looked more than a date because not only were we sat on a picnic blanket, sort of with a nice little backdrop and like drinks and looking great, if I do say so myself, about me. But we were also talking into a camera, which was on a ring light with a full-on lighting setup, like like wind blocker. Like it was a full-on, engagement moment.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
It was good fun. It really was. And I'm still laughing and watching people's heads bob behind that log behind us.
Oh, yeah, because people were just wandering by. I remember there was a dog that came rushing over to us and we were having a little pat on the pooch.
Oh, yeah, I love a good dog in the park. Oh, by the way, if you did miss our Instagram live, it is still available on our IGTV on our Instagram page, which is at Big Gay Podcast. Just want to plug that in there. Love a good plug.
You love a good plug.
Oh, mother may I.
But during the Instagram live, we were talking about nearly reaching 50,000 downloads. We're not too far away. And a little while back, I said, if we reach 50,000 downloads, I would walk around Clapham Common dressed up as Pikachu. And we set that as a dare, didn't we? But we never actually set a dare for you. So we thought we'd use the Instagram live as an opportunity for people to give us their ideas for your dare. And we got one in the end, didn't we?
Yes.
Are you excited for it?
Do you know what? I'm always up for a laugh. I'm always up for a dare. So Yeah, if we hit 50,000, I'm definitely up for it.
And what was the dare, Benji?
Oh my goodness. The dare was to go out in full drag.
Yeah, because you have told us you've got a drag persona anyway that you've done like many moons back.
Mm-hmm.
What is your drag name?
So she's Lindsay with a D. And yeah, she's never actually broken free of the house. She's a bit of like, you know,
a recluse.
Yes, very much a loner right now. Would she come out for a gig? Yeah, she'll come out for a gig. Will she? And just to clarify, because last night Brad was like, oh, don't forget on the live you said you'd do drag, so we'll have to get onto that. And, you know, walk, ground, clap and comment. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I never said anything about traipsing around, clapping, going in drag. No, I will do it for like a gig. So if we go to a club or something like that, then I will come out and drag. I ain't just like traipsing the streets.
Oh, but I can traipse the streets as Pikachu.
Yeah, if you like.
Well, that's not fair.
Pikachu doesn't wear heels. He doesn't duct tape back his, you know, tail.
Are you actually going to like full on tuck?
Depends what outfit I wear.
No, you're going full out. So Benji, you better be tucking that package up.
Fine. Oh my goodness.
Great. So, well, we're not far off 50,000 downloads anyway. So, listeners, watch this space.
Yeah, so in the last couple of weeks, I really feel like we spent most of our time around Clapham. I feel like we didn't really like break the boundaries too much.
No, we were quite happy in our little Clapham bubble, weren't we?
We were. And I found out that you had never been, or didn't know where, I should say, the cruising area in Clapham Common is.
Yeah, the thing is, like, a lot of my friends know. I'm like, how do you know this information? Like, where do you go to find this information out?
Google, honey. Where do you go to find any information? It's Google. You Google it.
Right,
it's okay. Right there, like with a map and a cross.
X marks the spot.
Literally, come here.
Come
here. But yeah, so I took Brad after our Instagram Live. I took Brad for a little stroll and pointed out the cruising area.
You didn't just point out the cruising area. You like pushed me into the middle of the bushes. Like we were full on involved in that cruising area spot.
I don't remember there being any sort of pushing involved, but I did take us through it. Yeah, but we found a friend.
Yes.
I'll set the scene. Cue the music, maestro. It was a warm summer's day. Benji and Brad were strolling through the delightful area of Clapham Common / Clapham South. They were walking past a beautiful wooded area when they heard a rustling in the bushes.
There was a rustle, all right.
It certainly was. Was that his name? I never caught his name. Benji turned to Brad and said, Brad, let's go check out what nature has to offer. We took a stroll through the woods and we were met by a delightful transvestite lying on his back, on a bench, tickling himself. Benji and Brad swiftly exited and vowed never to talk about it again.
But oh my goodness, that definitely was an experience. Wow. Mm. There was a few people lurking in the bushes, weren't there?
Yeah, it's a busy area.
I had no idea, literally totally clueless. So my mind has been blown.
It's not the only thing that can be blown. Now you know where to go.
Whee!
So yes, but the fun didn't stop there in Clapham. Brad, what else did we get up to?
Oh my goodness, we went to Drag Bingo. I took you there, didn't I, at Bridge Bar?
Drag Bingo is something that I've done for years. I've normally done it at Vauxhall with the incredible Thimbelina, I think her name was. I'm not sure if anyone's done gay bingo there before. But sadly, I don't think it's on anymore. So I was very much up for finding a new gay bingo place. And Bridge Bar offer a really good one with Chanel Number 5.
Yes.
It was a big old hoot. So shout out to Chanel.
Big shout out to Chanel.
Chanel!
She's an African gay. Chanel! Oh my goodness. That was, love that moment of lockdown. But yeah, Drag Bingo was so much fun. Also, can we just appreciate that the first part of Drag Bingo, if you've not been before, is you generally just have a good time and you win free shots. Our table was winning all the shots and people hated us.
All the shots. Because it's not just drag bingo. There's little like challenges and little special numbers to call out. And we were just on it, weren't we? And we were like, shut, 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 shut.
We know how much you love to be on it.
Yeah, I do.
But yeah, we got all the shots.
All the shots.
All the shots. And then we finished bingo and we ended up, can you guess where we went?
I think everyone can guess.
We went to the Two Brewers.
I mean, that's just not like us to go there, is it?
I know. I've never been before. I thought it was a magical place.
To be honest, I'm surprised they even let you back into Two Brewers after your shenanigans at the bank holiday weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Do you want to tell your little story?
No, not really.
No, go on. It's such a good story.
Oh my gosh. Right. So just to appreciate, I've, like you all know, I've been stuck at home. I haven't really been drinking for like a good year and a half. I land back in London. I've got some new housemates who are like, let's go Brewers. So we smashed a bottle of Prosecco before we went. Mm-hmm. Another one when we got there, bearing in mind that was between three of us. That really wasn't that much alcohol. I was trolleyed. Like I was smashed. Brad was messaging me at like 11, like, oh, like I'll come meet you at Brewers for a quick one. I was like, don't. I'm smashed. I'm going home.
Yeah, you were trying to get me to come and I was trying to be sensible one night. I was like, all right, fine. You twisted my arm. I'm come over about 11. And yeah, it was all over by then.
I mean, I don't think there needed to be that much twisting. You were basically like, can I come yet? Can I come yet?
No,
come yet?
No, don't make me out like I was desperate to see you.
You were desperate to see me. But yeah, so then we left. We got food and then we got in a cab home and then I just went to bed, Brad. I don't know what else happened that night.
Oh, you went to bed. Nothing to do with looking out of your window at the night sky.
Oh, fine. Guys, I got into bed. And you know when you're like, yes, I've made it. I'm in bed. I've even managed to get like my clothes off. That's an achievement when you're drunk, right? And you come back to bed alone. I was like, I'm in bed. I'm safe. I can just relax. 30 seconds later, my body was like, nah-uh. We're going to make you throw up. Oh. The only place that I could be sick was out the window.
So hang on, were you naked at this point? Because you took all your clothes off?
Completely, yeah.
So you were butt naked, hanging out your window, throwing up. Do you know what you are?
What?
Trash.
Do you know what? It gets so much worse because do you know what my bedroom window is above?
I know what your bedroom window is above. It's above the conservatory, isn't it?
Fuck. Sake.
So hang on a second. So you threw out your window and it just splattered all on top of the conservatory ceiling.
Okay, just quickly, anybody who's listening to this whilst having dinner with family and friends, so sorry. But yeah, that is exactly what happened. I got out my bed, I hung out my window and I threw up all over the conservatory roof.
I mean, I can see it in my mind. It's not a pretty sight, if I'm honest.
G-L-A-M-O-U-S.
Oh. So it was all like, you know, on top of the glass ceiling, whatever it's called, roof of the conservatory. So what happened the next day? Was it still just like there?
My darling Brad, can we not just use our imagination for what it looked like and what then happened? Do we really have to like, you know, spread this out?
Well, did you clean it up or did you leave it?
Of course I cleared it up. I wasn't happy about having to do it, but yes, I did. And it took a lot of walking back and forth from the bathroom with like buckets of water and like fairy liquid because the drop from my window to the conservatory is just like out of reach. So even if I hang out of reach, too far, literally, for any sort of like, well, I don't really have that a mop that I would want to use for that. So yeah, I literally just had to sort of get a bucket of water and try and like throw it on it as hard as I could to try and clear it.
Wow.
Which I did. And it's now squeaky clean.
Great. Well, I mean, you did come to London hard and you went for it, didn't you?
Yeah, I really did. Yeah. So apologies to my neighbours. Not that I like you anyway.
Right, podcasters, I don't know if you saw on the Instagram or if you knew this was happening, but last weekend was Mighty Hoopla.
Yes, and if you don't know what Mighty Hoopla is, it is a massive, very LGBT open friendly festival that happens in a big old field where they play like retro pop music with live, like retro back in the heyday bands.
Yes, I mean, it's well up our street, isn't it? All the acts, all that music. We had a great old time.
Yeah, we did. We had the Honeys were playing, Gabrielle. We had Mabel.
Atomic Kitten.
Atomic Kitten.
Alexandra Burke.
Oh my goodness, Alexandra Burke. I've seen her before and she is good fun. Her outfit was a choice.
I liked her outfit. I thought she looked great.
I mean, you would. This girl behind me who I've not met was like, don't you think she looks like a koi carp? Now, if you didn't go to Hoopla, I really recommend looking up what Alexandra Burke wore at Mighty Hoopla and then comparing her to a koi carp or even Magikarp from Pokemon, because that's literally what she was dressed as. I died. She was brilliant. I don't know who this girl was. I was like, you're a legend. So good.
And that song has been in my head, you know, that, oh, here I go song. Oh, here I go. Trip chopping way down low. You
bought to this, wind into this. Don't leave me home without you. Yeah, yeah. Banger. Who else performed? Bimini Bon Boulash was there.
Yeah, and the headlining act, obviously, was Cheryl.
Cheryl Cool. Oh, right. Just a quick one before we go into it. I'm so sorry to have heard the passing of Sarah Harding.
Oh, me too. I feel really sad about that because we grew up with Girls Aloud, didn't we?
Yeah, and also, I was thinking, sorry, I don't mean to drop the mood, but I was really thinking about like Cheryl performing, and I feel like maybe she must have known because... Obviously, we know that Sarah's been struggling with cancer for like quite a few years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It just made me respect Cheryl even so much more, like for actually coming out and performing, knowing. And also, we'll bring the beat back up now. Bring the beat in. Nicola surprised us by appearing on stage.
Oh, no, that was a little treat, wasn't it? We had two of the girls allowed there.
Yeah, we did. And I was like, oh my God, no way, look who it is. And you were like, who is that?
No, because I didn't have my glasses on, did I? And I was a bit drunk by this point.
I was like, it's Nicola from S-Club 7, from Girls Aloud. You're like, oh, no way, and off you went.
Yeah, accurate. But also, didn't Cheryl go full out with the choreography, the dancing, the outfit? Like, she was on fire.
She is a dancer. She was thrown into a girl band as a singer, but she is a dancer.
Yeah, she knows how to sell a number, didn't she?
She really does. I mean, talking about numbers, she needs a couple more, Cheryl. Let's bring out some new songs.
Yeah, right.
We all love na 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 and Promise This. And also, what was the other one she did?
Fight for This Love.
Yeah, but what's the French one?
Alouette, wette, wette, alouette.
What does that even mean? Cheryl, what does that even mean? But no, my God, hats off to her. She's such a performer. Going back quickly, though, to Bimini, who, wow, what an activist.
What an activist. What she said was so powerful, right?
And I feel like the Mighty Hoopla organisers were like, didn't know she was going to do this. So Bimini came on, did two performances, obviously came on, got like the moment when she appears on stage. I was like, oh my God, great. She did her number, came down. She grabs a microphone and she just starts like going for it. Her activist side came very much to the forefront of the stage and was just talking about trans rights, LGBT. We can't have that without the T. And all you like, I mean, I'll soften the language for the podcast, but all you people out there who are anti-trans and all this, like, it was so important. I really don't think the Mighty Hoopla people were aware she was going to do that.
Yeah.
Because it went on for a little bit longer than perhaps her act was supposed to be. But I thought, do you know what? Good on you. What a good space and a safe space to be able to say these things for all these people to really hear and listen to. Yeah. Because there were obviously trans people there. There were people there in drag. It was so all inclusive that actually to even consider that there were people at this festival who were at all anti-trans is beyond me. So I'm so pleased that she did that.
Yeah, I mean, so powerful. What a message to say. And just a reminder, like, about being all inclusive. It was fantastic. Like, yes to Bimini. We love Bimini anyway, don't we? And what was so nice was that we actually got to meet some of you listeners at Mighty Hoopla as well. Some of you spotted us in the crowd and you came on over to say hello. And yeah, it was so lovely to meet you guys.
Yeah, that was actually really touching that people spotted us and came over and introduced. Yeah. And it was really nice to meet you because obviously we read all the messages that we get through on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it was really nice to actually put, you know, proper faces and voices to these messages. So everyone that we met, hello, thank you so much for coming over and saying hi. Big shout out to Tom, who is one of our listeners, who actually sold me my ticket.
Oh, yes.
For the day. He sold it to me like literally at the festival. He got in touch about an hour beforehand. So last minute, Larry over here. So yeah, thank you so much for figuring that out. Big shout out to you. And also your costume was sick.
It really was. And also Benji, I feel like I made your night that night.
Go on.
Well, because I finally got to top you.
Oh my gosh. How long have you been waiting to say that joke? Never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, because what happened, listeners, was I was a bit drunk, having a great old time. Cheryl was performing. I was like, Benji, put me on your shoulder so I can have a look. And you went, okay, then. And I climbed on board and you hoisted me up to the sky and we had a little boogie, didn't we?
Well, you did. I was there sort of struggling under the weight of your ego, but
like sweating.
But you got off. I was like, fucking hell, the knees just survived that. And then our other mate, Rosie, was like, can I have a go? I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, all right, babes, on you get.
You're like one of those daddies, you know, when like all the kids, like, my turn, my turn. You were the daddy of the group that day.
I'm always the daddy of the group. Pappy. Papa.
Oh, Benji, I just remembered. I actually have a little bit of gossip to tell you about Mighty Hoopla.
Go on.
Well, the next day I saw one of my mates who was also there and I was talking to him about his day at Hoopla and he said it started off with a little bit of a scandal because he was a bit of a naughty boy. He had some drugs on him. Mm. And on the way into Hoopla, the sniffer dog sniffed him out and a policeman or security guard or whatever took him to a tent for him to hand over the drugs. Anyway, gets in the tent, hands over the drugs, and then the policeman says, but if you give me some money, I'll let you keep them. Oh, and he had an app on his phone where you could like transfer some money over. Anyway, this policeman asked for £100 for my mate to keep his drugs. And my mate was like, look, I can't give you £100. I'll give you 50. And the guy was like, cool, it's 60 and it's a deal. So my mate was like, all right, £60. So this policeman, security guy person, put £60 on this app for my mate to transfer. My mate went to transfer it and it didn't go through apparently. So the guy was like, oh, let me do it again. And when he went to do it again, he actually put in £100. Mm. And my mate clocked this. I was like, no, we said 60. Like, I just don't have £100 to give you. And he was like, all right, 60 quid. Tapped the card, sent him the £60 transfer and then let him go with the drugs.
Oh my gosh.
How outrageous is that? I bet that guy made absolute dollar that day.
Right, I'm going to make this really clear. I'm probably going to make myself sound like an absolute prick, but I'm going to say this because I feel very passionately about it. First of all, I feel like it's really important to make it clear that this probably isn't actually a policeman because the policemen don't actually work as the bouncer security at gigs. They definitely keep themselves for police issues, which this is not really one.
Sure, yeah.
So this is most likely a private security firm that use...
sniffer dogs, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not the police. The police aren't the problem. This is such a huge issue and something that I actually hate about festivals. I've told you this before. I don't care who knows it. I am so anti-drugs. I'm not boring. I don't feel the need to do them. I don't care when my friends do it at all. Doesn't bother me. Like, have a great time, whatever. It's just my choice not to do it. Mm-hmm. However, this is the reason why I am so anti. When you go to a festival, you assume there is going to be a level of protection and people looking out for you. If we cannot rely on bouncers and security people, we are screwed. Mm-hmm. This is such like a break of trust.
Yeah.
You hear about festivals getting bad reps for like people getting with drugs. Like there have been festivals where like young kids just drop dead because people come in with drugs. We don't know what's in those drugs. They could be like bloody anything. I'm sure your mate going in, it was just for personal use. I'm sure he isn't actually going in to deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But you imagine there's somebody in that crowd who is coming in to deal and who's got shitty cut drugs. Mm. The security guy lets them in, no problem. He gets in, this or she. They start selling it in the Portaloos, whatever. Kids are like, yeah, great, let's take it. And then they drop down dead because that person just wanted 60 fucking quid.
Yeah.
60 quid is not the value of someone's life. I'm sorry.
I totally agree.
If people want to take in drugs for personal use, whatever that is, and you get caught, this is your responsibility. This is your choice, mm-hmm. your body. Mm-hmm. You do what you want. As soon as somebody else starts taking control of it and allowing it, not allowing it, and when they're supposed to be in a position of power, which they are,
yeah,
and they abuse that, I'm done. So actually, I really hope that somebody from Hoopla listens to this and looks into it, quite frankly. If your job is there to stop drugs getting in, there's a reason for that. So stop it. Mm-hmm. Oh, it makes me so angry. Play the jingle. Okay, I've had a deep breath. I've had a bit of fresh air.
You're feeling a bit better now. You've aired that.
Sorry, I get really passionate about certain things, as what you well know.
Yeah, no, I know. I like it.
I'm a very happy, easy-go, lucky person. there are certain things that really push my buttons, and I'm afraid that is very much one of them.
Well, exactly. It was like, it's, you know, there's so much anger about it. It's the corruptness of the security guard. He knew exactly what he was doing. He had the app set up on his phone already to take people's money.
Yeah.
And as you said, then that creates, you know, an unsafe and potentially dangerous place for young, vulnerable people at the festival.
Exactly. People that abuse their power.
Yeah.
Not in just this situation. You know, I've worked for places where I've been assaulted by people who are supposed to be my management, sexually assaulted. Like, it's something that I feel so passionate about. It's not actually really anything to do with the drugs. It's to do with the break of trust. But anyway,
exactly.
Let's move on. We're all here to have a good time.
We certainly are. And we did have a good time this week, didn't we?
Do you know what? We went to the Garrick Theatre. We had a lovely night out. We went to go watch Myra Dubois.
She was an absolute hoot, wasn't she? We were proper belly laughing at her.
I was, in fact, somebody who follows the podcast, I don't know if you saw, messaged us saying, wow, that's a cackle. I don't know if that was at me or at you, but we were absolutely howling our faces off.
We were.
Yeah, so Myra Dubois, those of you who don't know her, she is a drag queen. She's a female persona. She was on Britain's Got Talent. She got quite far, actually, from what I remember.
Yeah, she did really well in it. And yeah, she's all about the comedy and she's like a stand-up comedian, basically.
Yeah, and actually, it's really nice that Britain's Got Talent gave a platform to drag, when obviously I know we've got Drag Race, but this is a very different type of drag. This is like the old school London drag. My goodness, Myra, you are so quick and fast. There was a heckler in the audience, well, who wasn't really heckling, but without giving anything away, it basically was a heckle.
Yeah.
And obviously wasn't scripted. Myra wasn't aware that was going to happen at that moment. This person probably had a bit too much to drink, and she dealt with it so well that actually she kept on linking back to it for a good like 15 minutes into the rest of her gig. That is difficult. That is difficult to bloody do. So my goodness, you are a pro.
Yeah, amazing skills. And also just so quick, right? With all the jokes and the banter and like reading people in the audience, just so fast. Oh, it was so funny. Yes, loved it.
Next joke, another one. Another
yeah,
one.
Basically.
No sleep. So good. Myra is going off on tour. You can go check out her Instagram page and find out she's going to be touring near you. She also, when we watched it, was filming it.
Yes.
And she didn't actually say where it was going, but she kept on referring to $7.99 a month. So I feel like it's either going to be Amazon Prime or Netflix.
Oh, so we might be on the TV then, mightn't we? Because we was in the audience. We was in front row of the dress circle, weren't we?
We were. We had really good seats. But I think of all the people to film in the audience, I don't think they're going to film you, Brad.
Are you sure about that? Because my, you know, I started more my perm and I was all dressed up.
Yeah, I think the perm was the problem.
You little bitch.
The person behind you was like trying to do a side parting, like combing it aside so they can actually see the stage.
Like, this hair's too big. We need to like chop that guy off. But also, a little fun story. When I first moved to London, nearly 10 years ago now, my first ever job was working at that theatre as an usher, like selling programmes.
Wow.
Yeah, like full circle moment, right? I'd gone from selling programmes there, my first ever job, to like being invited to go and watch the show there.
Yeah, you have come so far from, you know, tearing tickets to overpriced shows to putting on overpriced shows.
But also, this got me thinking about, you know, moving to London and first job. Like, what was your first job when you moved to London?
Oh.
Can you remember? It was that long ago. Old.
Younger than you. Yeah, my first job, classic, just finished drama school. Can you guess? I was a waiter.
Yes, lots of actors do become waiters, don't they, when they first move to London?
Yeah, it's because it's flexible. And if you have to quit, you have to quit. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly. Were you a good waiter?
Do you know what? I actually was really good. I'm quite good at like retaining stuff in my head. So I could do orders without having to write it down, which I quite enjoyed. I kind of just did it more as a challenge to myself. But what's annoying is, and do you know what? If you go for dinner, just have faith in your waiter. If they're not writing it down, don't be that cocky guest and be like, do you want to write this down? No, if they're not writing it down, they don't need to. So many people are like, sorry, do you want to write this down? No, I don't. If the food comes back wrong, I'll pay for it. All right, but I don't need to write it down. Mainly because I always forget to bring a pen.
She got skills.
Oh, she got skills.
Oh, so Benji, you're now back in Jersey. Are you missing London already?
I actually am missing London. I'm quite happy because I've come back in a bit of a heat wave. And London in heat, I can't hack that sort of muggy, fumy, mask-wearing disgustingness. So I'm quite happy to be in Jersey for the heat because obviously I can go chill on the beach. But I don't plan to be here for much longer. I've got to come back just to do a bit of work. And then I'll be hopefully back in London for a lot longer on the next stint in about 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to be back very, very soon.
Yes.
But I'm just going to blow your trumpet for a little bit because I know you aren't going to blow it.
Not again.
So the whole reason why you've gone back is because it has been 1 year since you launched your skincare company back in lockdown and it's taken off. And I'm so, so proud of everything you've achieved. And you've had to go back because work is so busy for you over there. And yeah, I just want to say happy 1 year anniversary to your company. You are just a little superstar.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. That's really kind. Yeah, in lockdown, I had no idea that this was going to happen. And I am really grateful. And I want to keep it going because obviously it's done really well.
Mm.
It's not my passion to be back at home in Jersey at all. So I very much plan to base myself here in London and just travel back and forth. But yeah, fingers crossed to make it work. And yeah, 1 year. My goodness, that is like 10 times longer than any of your relationships.
It really is. All right, God, way to kick someone down when they're hungover. Jesus.
Well, Brad and listeners, that's all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast. If you don't follow us on social medias, you can. It's at Big Gay Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also head over to our website, which is www.mybiggaypodcast.com. Sign up for our party list. And if you want to support the podcast, you can buy yourself a cheeky mug.
You certainly can. And as always, get in touch with us with your funny stories or your comments, your messages. We do love to hear from you. We do get back to you. If you've got anything you want to share with us, then please get in touch.
But like I said, that is all we have time for. Until next time,
see you next Wednesday. So, Benji, be honest, are you missing me?
Am I missing you? Yeah, I am missing you.
Ah, look at you being nice to me for once.
I know. We always have a good time.
We do.
And in Jersey, there's not any sort of idiots with perms to take the piss out of, so...
So I'm just basically there for your amusement. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not here for your entertainment. Do you really want to sleep with me tonight? I don't know the lyrics, Pink, but I love you.
Talking about sleeping with people, you pulled someone quite famous when we were out the other day. Did you get back in touch with them?
increase the music, end of the podcast.
My Big Gay Podcast would love, love, love to thank this month's subs. I mean subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Facilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ+ community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate. We're trying to thank our following, not send them running.